Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum. Take it from Spoon. And lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Hey everyone, this is Sick Puppy.
This is a very cold Father Spoon.
Coming at you from Studio B and shouldidrinkthat.com. Or even if it's crap,
we drink it.
So you don't have to. What have we got going on tonight, Spoon?
Well, tonight is episode number 9. We're almost hitting double digits here.
Damn.
And the beers we will be having tonight are actually Finger Lake beers.
Finger what?
Finger Lake.
Finger Bang.
Bang, bang, bang. Finger Lakes, I should say, because there's more. It's not just
yes.
One lake. It's a whole general region.
It's a geographical area.
Yes, it is. Actually, in upstate New York, that was formed by glaciers.
Why don't you?
There's a little history there for you.
Tell everyone about it, Spoon.
Well, they're mainly linear in shape, and each lake is oriented on a north to south axis. The longest one is actually the Cuyahoga Lake, which is about 40 miles from end to end, but it's never more than actually 3.5 miles wide. And it's not very atypical in shape, reminding early maps makers, you know, of basically the fingers on the hand, which is how you get the name the Finger Lakes.
Yeah,
see, the genius
that's
there.
Brilliant.
But there's a bunch of yep, of course, there's Indians involved. There's the Seneca Indians, the Cuyahoga. Yeah, no one really gives a shit about this. They just want to know about the beer.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, so that's what we're going to talk about.
So we're going to start off with the Ithaca Beer Company's Nut Brown. And
Nut Brown.
And pretty much what that consists of, it's a blend of like chocolate malts, caramel malts, and four other malts, which I don't know what the hell they are. It's supposed to have like a chocolatey sweetness and hints of coffee. So
this is coming in at 5%?
Yeah, it's got a 63 on Rate Beer, and Beer Advocate rates it as an 82. So
that tells you the difference between the users of both sites.
Yeah.
Apparently extremely different palates.
Right, so it's got a decently high number, though. So
you got the opener.
Yeah, I got the opener. Let's open these up.
We need to get a cool opener like this guy's over at the Beer Report.
Yeah, no doubt.
Spatula opener.
I found one, by the way.
Where'd you get it?
At Home Depot, my friends.
Depot. Really? Home Depot has that?
Yes. It's a big bastard, though. Let me put Grouch on Judge to shame. Yeah, I'm going to pour mine, dude.
That's my glass. I'm missing everything. I'm missing everything in this studio.
There you go.
Okay, hold on. Part. Nuts.
Brown.
We do have a special guest down here with us.
Who might that be?
Why? It's Pastor Nick.
Pastor Nick.
Yeah. It's Pastor Nick. We're going to be... You know, every once in a while here, we've got another busy household. So he's going to have some of this nut brown. Pour some of this for him.
Not much of a head on that, is there, Spoon?
Not
at all.
And I saw, what do you think of the aroma to it? Ooh, smells a little sweet.
Yeah, it does smell sweet. That caramel sweetness maybe they're talking about.
Caramel. Whatever your flavor.
Whatever.
Where the fuck your flavor is. Hey! It
smells a bit nutty as well.
That's the first bomb of the night.
Yeah, fucking egg.
Plenty more to follow. All right,
I'm going to give this a shot, Spoon.
All right, go for it. Tastes like flavored water.
Yeah, that's pretty thin, man. You can definitely taste all the malt and a little bit of a hint of coffee and some caramel, but...
I taste water.
Yeah, it's pretty thin.
A lot of water. This is, oh man, this isn't good at all.
I mean, it is an ale, but
the fact that
it's pretty light,
the fact that people on Beer Advocate gave it an 82 disturbs me.
Yeah, that kind of questions my ratings on that website, to be honest with you. But yeah, to each his own.
Yeah, it's
that's better than this.
You've had what?
My piss tastes better than this.
Pastor Nick's piss tastes better than this. If we could bottle his piss right now and stick it in an Ithaca bottle, it would probably be the best seller.
I hope your piss isn't this brown, Nick.
Yeah, you got some serious bladder problems there, buddy. If you're,
it's more of a Mountain Dew color.
And it's not too dark, I guess.
Watery.
But yeah, it's very watered down tasting beer. Extremely light.
Maybe it's watered down with Glacier water.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
There's a good excuse for them.
So this beer is from the Ithaca Beer Company, and it is based out of Ithaca, New York.
And this ain't bad. I mean, it's not chug-worthy by any means.
No, I wouldn't chug it. It's,
I'll chug it if I don't like it.
I've got Aquafina behind me if we want to chug it. Probably get more buzzy, drink enough of the water.
Yeah. What's the alcohol percentage in this again? 5%?
5%.
Well, I'm not really too thrilled with this one, but it is drinkable.
Well, here's my reasoning behind why this beer sucks balls.
Why is basically that?
Well, the way that the company was founded was back in about 1985 when the brewery, you know, first got off the ground and everything. They needed equipment. So the guy that was running the place, I believe Dan Mitchell, he went down to Texas. Went down to Texas, and Lord knows they don't brew any good beer in Texas.
Shiner.
Why is that? Because they like the Shiner.
Shiner, Bach, shit.
So what happened is when he was down there, he happened to stop into this brewery, brew pub type place, and they said they were getting rid of all their equipment because they weren't really making any money. They wanted to get the shit out of there. So they sold him all the equipment, and he shipped it up to Ithaca.
Yeah, whatever. We don't care.
Like 4 months later. So that's the reasoning is because the shit's from Texas.
Tainted equipment.
Anything good from Texas is barbecue and two chicks in a cooler.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, ladies.
That's about it.
You know, since you said Shiner, that does kind of remind me of that Shiner shit. You're right.
There's a lot of Shiner crap that we've seen recently, too.
Like I said, it's not a bad flavor. It's just
very watered.
Yeah, very watered down.
Cook more.
Something.
I wouldn't even cook with this shit.
Reduce the diet, you still don't have
it. Oh. It's almost like muddy water.
Muddy. That's Mississippi mud.
Yeah, no doubt. I've had that for a long time.
That's good shit. It's because you can, it's got the big ass jug.
Yeah, exactly.
You kind of feel guilty if you let your beer go warm.
That was the appeal of it when I first saw it. Like, cool, man, jugs. Let's buy this. Yeah, we'll have to review that sometime.
Love your jugs, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
We should review that. That would be a fun review.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I think that's a deal.
There's a future review.
Yeah, they don't have that at the six-pack shops, do they?
No. I've seen the beer distributors.
Well, why? It's because those balls are so goddamn big, they don't fit in the coolers.
And they make little tiny ones, too.
But not that would fit in those racks that they have.
Oh, that's true, yeah. They're big, fat bottles. Jugs.
Jug band. It's something that you can find on the shelf.
You know, it's been, the more I drink this, the less I like it. So I'm fucking down in it.
Is it a national consensus? Everyone think this sucks. Mm-hmm. Sucks.
We chug.
We have three sucks. Nice. Chug.
Cheers.
Budweiser has more taste than Miller Lite has more taste than that.
Ouch. Yeah, that's pretty harsh. Miller Lite has more taste.
Yeah, that's a dark Miller Lite.
Wow. Nothing like a nice chug of a cold beer trickle down your throat.
The aftertaste of that when you hammer it is pretty bad, too.
Right down there in the cockles of your heart.
Ah. All right.
Well, all these beers are coming from a variety pack that I have picked up.
I'm really looking forward to the next one after that,
On my road trip up north to Johnstown, I think it was Johnstown, New York. It's like the Adirondacks, basically, is where we were at for our nice little trip back in September. So
this is why we drink it, so you don't have to.
Which one do you want me to grab next?
Hey, you pick it, man.
Well, this one was 5%.
You know what?
Alcohol-wise, this is pussy beer. We got 4.5, a 5, a 4.6, and a 6.5 is going to be a little nice.
I see one on the list I just want to get over with. Worse than the nut brown.
Oh, god damn.
And that's one of my lovely favorites. It's a wheat. I think we should try the apricot wheat, of all things.
That apricot.
I'm not looking forward to this. So, Spoon, why don't you go ahead and grab a couple of those while we pause a moment.
Either pause or you can tell them about Nick, the special ed kid that we brought with us today.
We're running a special program here on SIDT for special need children, and he wanted to sit in on a show with us, so here he is. Hi, Nick.
All you guys go fuck yourself. These two guys, yeah. That's for sure.
Nick has a potty mouth.
Yes, I do.
Fucker.
We've got three of these.
Oh. Nick shares in our...
So we still have one nut brown left.
You can have that one. Yeah. Well...
Hey, the deer outside might like that.
Yeah.
Let's get the deer drunk tonight. Let me get you a bigger glass. Well, you can just take...
Yeah, Nick's going to partake a full bottle of this one with us.
I'm not a fan of apricots.
Yeah, I'm not either, brother. You got to go the pain with me. It's
not
even that. It's just the wheat.
We have to.
All for science.
You're on this show now, Nick. You got to chug it if it sucks. It's all you.
Yeah.
God, I'm not looking forward to this at all.
All right, let me get my headphones back on here.
You know what they say, though. Don't knock until you try it, right?
It might be good. We don't know.
Well, dude, it's apricot.
Look at this. He's being a good little intern and opening all of our bottles for us.
It's apricot and wheat, so.
It's like a double.
A double shit. Yeah. I was going to say double bastard, but that'd be a very bad description. All right, Nick's back with the manly drinking glass.
Very manly drinking.
Already poured his apricot wheat, so I think we'll do the same.
Go for it.
Oh, man. It
smells like a fucking apricot tree.
That looks like piss, smells like piss. Pretty much going to be piss.
Oh, God. We're going to. I already have a bad feeling. A
lot of carbonation.
Oh, dear God. Yeah, it is pretty carbonated.
Look at that. That's although, if you're going to take a picture of a beer for like an ad, that's like the perfect color. Oh, you have no head. But
yeah, there's nothing there. But let me read about this one. According to Ithaca Beers, it's an easy drinking wheat beer, light in color and body, perfect for the warmer weather. And it's freezing right now, so.
Very, very cold.
In crafting this fine ale, we add many pounds of real apricot fruit to create a secondary fermentation. This creates a gentle wheat beer with just a hint of apricot flavor in the finish. A very drinkable, mildly fruity ale. ABV is 4.5%. Oh, man, Rate Beer gave it a 27. Beer Advocate gives it a 79.
Yeah, but see, you know what? I like.
The hell? There's a big gap there.
I actually like the aroma of this beer.
Yeah, me
too. I think the taste is ass, but the aroma is not bad.
Let me give it a shot.
That's a decent. Yeah, that's a decent scent.
Oh man, that's like liquid apricot.
That's a nice bouquet.
Oh, that's fucking horrible. I should lie and say I love this because I ain't looking forward to chugging this motherfucker.
Just so Pastor Nick knows, too, here, there is no FCC regulation on podcasts.
Yeah, we drop a lot of F-bombs
on
this show.
So if you
want to
say fuck, you can say that, which is one of the reasons why we do this. We can say anything we want.
Yeah. You know.
Which usually gets us in trouble.
Let me have another sip of this.
Have another sippage.
It's like going to a store and buying a bottle of apricot water.
There we go with the Aquafina. We should get sponsorship from Aquafina.
You know what this is? Somebody have a juicer in their kitchen shoving apricots in it. That's what this is.
Yeah, add some water.
What the hell, that slight hint of apricot in my ass?
Well,
this is liquid apricot.
Dan Mitchell, founder of the Ithaca Brewery.
Kill yourself.
We've had two of your beers, and so far they suck.
Kill yourself.
Get a new brewmaster.
Get something.
Oh.
I don't know who the hell came up with these recipes. Although, you know, we had a nut brown, we had a wheat. We still have two more to go.
Yeah.
And the pale ale is...
Which are more my styles, so, you know.
Pale ale is...
Checker beers up there.
This is bad, and you know what? Guess what? Time to chug.
Fuck.
You know, why do I always get the shitty beers, like, back-to-back?
Get them out of the way.
Punishment.
Because someone up above is looking down saying, those guys need to get the bad ones out of the way, so when they get the good ones...
But look, there's no alcohol in any of them.
Yeah, what did I say this one was? 4.5.
4.5, yeah. That's okay.
Makes it a worse case to chug it, because it ain't going to help.
No.
That's okay, because the next brewery treats us well with alcohol.
Yeah, I know, man. I'm looking forward to that one. Don't tell the kids yet.
Not yet.
All right, cheers, you bastards. This one's got to get down. Oh, wow, I got the most.
Wait a second. Look at the color contrast in the bottles.
It's in his hand.
Yeah, that's my hand.
It's different.
Actually, yeah. Yeah, Sick Puppies looks a little bit darker.
It actually does. My beer poured in my glass is darker than this.
Yeah, it is.
That's strange.
It's got to be
There's a color differential.
Differential.
Differential between our
machinery.
Beers.
Machinery. Linear.
Chug them.
Chug it.
Nah, cheers, you fucks.
Wow, that's cold.
That's ice cold, too. Ooh. Just for the record, Sick Puppy actually paused mid-chug.
Oh.
Too cold, too apra hoppy.
Whoa.
Ah.
Not even hoppy.
Well, I didn't mean to say hoppy. Apra crappy. How's that?
That's apra crappy.
Man, the aftertaste of that is fucking horrible.
Oh.
Strike two so far. What the hell?
Tastes like I just ate like a
fucking apricot.
An air deodorizer thing. It was gnawing on that.
I don't even like apricots. The hell am I not drinking this shit?
Dear God. Let's see. I'm looking at a couple of things here. Excuse me.
If the next beer sucks, there is no God.
Well, then, we got two left.
To close down and sell their equipment.
We've got two left from Ithaca.
I think we're all in agreement here. This is bad. I got to finish this motherfucker.
Current temperature, 34 degrees.
Yeah, we're in Studio B, which is in the bowels of Spoon's home. And it's like pretty much doing a beer review in a meat cooler.
It is right now, yeah. But, you know, it also kind of has that I don't want to say frat appeal to it, because I have geek posters all over the place and shit like that.
I was going to say Sanford and Son appeal. But
that's true, because if you look at all the old casings of computers I have here and switches and shit, yeah.
Oh. Man.
I don't even think I could recycle that stuff.
Let's pause a moment while I chug this shit. You guys, talk amongst yourselves while I down this.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's right. Pour some water in this shit. Get that taste out of this goddamn thing. This sucks. This is beyond suckage.
Holy shit. We're not even playing up our reactions, man. That's the real deal.
God. Oh, God.
Holy shit.
I thought that glass was about to come out of his hand.
I feel like the beer report trying Maudite for the first time.
Maudite.
Maudite, whatever.
Uni Brew.
Uni Brew. Uni Brew.
Holy shit. Get the next beer, Spoon, would you? That's sitting in my gut. Damn. All right, so far we're 0 for 2. It's pretty bad.
I feel like going to the cinema. This is what Sister Lushy drank.
Yeah, I'm going to pause this so I can rinse my glass out. All right, so far we're 0 for 2. Two shitty beers in a row.
We had the Nut Brown.
And we had the
apricot
wheat, which both sucked, in my opinion.
Sucked!
The Nut Brown was all right at first, and then it just started to get to me after that.
I rinsed it out, and it still smells like apricot.
Oh, it does. It, like, tainted the...
We rinsed our glasses out, and they still smell like apricot.
Get the extremely hot water out of the back basin.
All right, we're back after two shitty beers, and we had to pause for a moment because we actually had to disinfect our glasses because the apricot smell was just reeking out of them, even after they're empty and slightly rinsed. That's a powerful apricot beer there, man.
Yeah, because I didn't want my glass to go around smelling apricots for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
That would definitely ruin
taint the rest of the beers, man.
Definitely ruin the bouquet of the rest of them. And who knows, probably the taste, too.
We had
scalding hot water.
It was a steam fest.
The first feed coming off my hot water tank there. So
we had to disinfect our damn glasses. That was horrible.
All right, so the next one we have here is the Pale Ale, which there's not much really to say about this. It's 4.6%. Rapier has it at a 53. Beer Advocate, 83.
Again, big gap between the two sites. I'm going to give mine a pour.
I know we're Beer Advocate users in Rapier. I don't really know too many people that use Rapier. There's us. There's a couple other sites that use it, too. But I think it's good to have a nice mix between the two so that we have
a nice overall view for
different groups. All right.
You guys don't have your own rating scale?
Yeah, it sucks or it doesn't.
Right. Yeah, these numbers are based
off... We're a bit more honest and less picky, I guess.
These numbers are based off of people that go to the websites and rate all the beers they have.
I mean, to me, it smells like a normal pale ale, so I don't expect anything different. But after the first two beers, I don't know, dude. So I'm going to give it a shot.
Pour mine still there. Wait for my glass to chill a little bit. What do you think?
Not bad for a pale ale. Seriously. And I would call that an average pale ale.
Yeah.
You know, true to the name, but it's not bad.
Ooh, that's not bad at all.
Exactly. Holy
I
shit.
I like that.
We finally found one that's good. Strike two, and we're still in the game.
It's got a nice malt finish to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does.
Wow, that's...
Yeah, it's good.
That's pretty good.
I'm actually impressed. Ithaca, just brew this one.
Yeah, definitely.
Kill the other two.
Actually, Ithaca, foul ball.
Foul ball, Ithaca, foul ball. God. Don't get me thinking about them first two. Let me enjoy this one.
Not too much
I
to say about
the taste of the first two. I'm still trying to get over that.
Yeah, I think we needed a gargle after them first two, man. Jesus. Anybody got any Listerine?
Breath strips are aplenty tonight.
Maybe I should have washed it down with some Pedialyte.
Up in the fridge.
That's for later.
Because Pedialyte is the cure-all for hangovers.
Damn straight.
Thanks to Sick Puppy.
Yep. Proven and proven again and again.
And again. Just ask Bubby.
Yeah, Bubby. You got to let us know if you're still using that remedy.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I'm liking it. It's got a nice...
Yeah, there's not really much to say about it. It's a pale ale. It's an average pale ale. You know,
nothing's really blowing me away. It's blowing me away the fact that the other two beers sucked and this one's not too bad.
Yeah, maybe this does suck and we just don't know because the first two beers were fucking horrible.
Yeah, that tastes a hell of a... There's more body to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is. And like I said, that malt aftertaste is pretty good. It's decent. And I'm not a huge fan of pale ales. I like them, but I don't love them. What's that?
It's definitely not slightly sweet.
No. I mean, to me, all pale ales to me smell the exact same. You know?
It's all in the taste.
Yeah. And
they all have the same basic, same general ingredients, and then they have their own little...
It has a little bit more malt to it than I expected, though.
Brewed and bottled.
Yeah, Ithaca, this is the first one I've liked out of three so far.
Yes.
You put this in your variety pack. Thank you.
Yeah.
You kind of redeemed yourself. Those other two, I can get rid of them.
You guys trying to push the pale ale, so you put that other shit in there so everybody loves this stuff, or what?
Yeah, no kidding.
No marketing scheme on your part? Damn.
According to the Ithaca Brewery, it says that this ale has a deep golden color, and a slight sweet malt finish. So we weren't too bad with the with figuring that one out. Plus, it says it's nice balance of the hoppy bitterness.
Yeah, I can taste a little bit of hops in there. Not overwhelming, but yeah. They don't really give you any IBUs or anything, huh?
We don't have too much information on this one. Could go to the...
Slightly hoppy, whatever IBUs that comes out to be. 40s, 30s. I don't know.
Who the hell? I'm sure people know.
Rough guesstimate, yeah.
We're going to get blasted for that from the snob saying, what do you mean? I can't figure out the bitterness of that. But if you want more information on this beer, go to their website, ithacabeer.com. It's ithacabeer.
And I Sick Puppy will be starting a petition to get the apricot wheat off the market.
Yeah, that shit's just...
Damn it.
I'll be the first one to sign that one.
Nick's on board with that.
Well, we have the first three people right here.
We should start that up for real, see how many people actually sign up.
How many people actually get a hold of this, though? The only reason why I got a hold of this is because I went up by the
Yeah, you went into New York. Don't go back.
I'm not going to go back for the beer. That's one thing.
Poor college students are having fun with the apricot.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Is it a chick beer, maybe? Is that what it is?
The college students are using that for the chicks. Saying, hey, yeah. I've got a nice, fruity beer that you'll like.
Apricot here for you.
It's probably dirt cheap up there, too.
Yeah, this wasn't too
expensive. Yeah, and you bought it up there. What was it?
Hold on. I think I saw the price is still on this thing.
Just a rough guesstimate spoon would be great.
It was like 17, I think.
For the variety?
Yeah.
For a 12-pack?
That's cheap.
Plus, you got to figure taxes.
Oh, yeah. What is it?
I'm wrong. $12.99. The other one I have is $17.
A little over $1 a bottle for that bad boy.
Yeah, that's some cheap college beer there.
Well, you know, I found out that a lot of the beers up in New York State, though, were significantly cheaper.
Really?
For the overall price, then they tax you.
Yeah, is it 8 or 9%? I think it's 8% in New York. Uh-huh. PA's 6. I don't know about you other clowns, but...
Allegheny County 7, though.
Oh, that's right. It varies in PA.
Depends where you get it.
Depends on where you live.
Pennsylvania sucks. Especially in the winter.
Pennsylvanians, kill yourselves.
No, don't. We are Pennsylvanians.
Oh. Well, I didn't mean us.
The rest of you people that like the apricot.
Yeah.
Apricot, whatever the fuck.
All right, guys. I'm going to finish mine. And I am going to chug this just because I want to get to the next fucking beer. What do you say?
Because the overall rule on Should I Drink That is if it's crap, we chug it. We don't think it's crap, but we got more beers to drink, so we're going to chug this one.
Yeah, cheers, you fucks.
Cheers. It's good stuff.
Delicious.
Do much chug.
See, one thing I like about our whole if it's crap, we chug it is it's starting to catch on now.
Yeah, I know. We got other people chugging.
I've heard others. Other podcasts that have listened to us have said...
They don't even do it on their podcast. They're doing it at home.
I know. Well, they come out and say, hey, you know, we got to do it like those guys over at SIDT, and we don't like it. We got to chug this thing.
You're welcome, you bastards. I mean, we just don't like to waste alcohol. Even if it sucks, it's still booze, right?
You're going to piss it out anyway, so...
Right. Might as well get rid of it.
If you're going to piss out beer, piss out the good stuff.
Why pollute the earth by pouring it on the ground? You're going to be pissing it on the ground later,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're just going to put it into the water system anyways. Or in our case, we're going to put it into the rivers.
Yeah, they're already tainted enough.
We only have 3, plus the underground one.
4.
All right, guys.
Oh. I have a nice little hoppy taste in my
mouth.
Yeah,
like me too, man. The aftertaste of that chug was actually... pleasant.
Hmm.
And believe me, people, I've chugged a lot of beers, so that was a pleasant chug.
Oh, so I like that.
I think we got
that was good.
One more to go out of the Ithacas.
We do have one more to go.
And I am really looking forward to this one. It's a red ale.
It is a red ale, and Sick Puppy hates red.
Yeah, not a favorite.
I'm a fan of red.
But this
He's
one's
not.
This one's interesting.
He usually ranks the red ales up there with wheat.
Yeah, basically. Well, it's not even that. I think I compare every red ale to a fucking Killian's.
Yeah,
it's always like you two, Nick.
Yeah, they're all pretty much like.
I don't know why, man, but I always compare every red to a Killian's, which is probably the wrong approach. But I just can't get that out of my damn head.
Well, the one we're going to be having here next is the Cascazilla Red Ale. That's the name of it, and I must say it is a pretty funky bottle. These guys haven't seen it yet, so I'm going to go get this out of the cooler here.
We'll post pictures of these beers on the SIDT website under the moblog/photos section.
Oh, it's a colorful bottle.
Yeah, it's got a fancy-ass label to it.
Look at that.
This is supposed to be a severely hoppy red ale.
They actually changed the label.
So I'm kind of looking forward to that because I love the hoppy beers.
I like hops, but not overly
hop. I'm a hop head. So let me
let's get some of the stuff out of the way here.
Let me go over the Ithaca description of the Cascazilla Red Ale. The name Cascazilla is a play on both the name of our local Cascadilla Gorge and the monster amounts of Cascade hops in this beer. The red ale gets its distinctive color from a healthy portion of caramel malt, which also lends some body and sweetness to the beer. The predominant flavor and aroma of this beer, however, is brought to you by the fresh American hops. If you haven't done so yet, treat yourself to Ithaca's beer's new monstrously hoppy red ale. And you know what? The Rate Beer and Beer Advocate both rated exactly the same, 87.
6.5%.
This is the highest alcohol content from Ithaca that we've seen. About time, boys.
Well, you know what usually happens whenever people start having this stuff.
What's that? Gojira!
Gojira!
Run, it's Gojira! Oh, Cascazira, run!
It's Cascazira!
Oh, run, Cascazira! Oh, Cascazira! Step on my house! No!
Gotta love it when a crowd reacts like that to beer.
That's the aftermath of Cascazilla. Cascazilla.
Cascazilla.
They actually have Godzilla on the
label. Yeah, Godzilla is on the damn label.
I wonder how much they paid for that.
That's what I was thinking.
You know what? It's just basically it's just a big lizard that's blowing fire, so you can technically get around saying it's Godzilla.
Yeah, actually, it's kind of a cheap ripoff now that I'm looking at it closer. Yeah, it's like a chameleon with red eyes and flame shooting out its mouth. Like a little, once you get the pet store. Yeah. It's monstrously hoppy red ale, though. Let's get these damn things open.
I wonder if we could find one of these over at PetSmart.
Pastor Nick, the intern, please open my beer.
There's going to be a bitch like that. Bunch of bitches. So everybody knows, these guys are a bunch of bitches.
He says we're a bunch of bitches, but we're the only ones with microphones.
Yeah, he's in the background.
That's all that matters.
Because until we start paying people, you don't get on a microphone.
If you'd like to send donations to SIDT for a third microphone, feel free.
That'd be really swell.
Buy our merch so we can afford more shit.
Buy the merchandise. Speaking of merchandise, you could go to the SIDT website, and you will find a link to our store so that you can go around sporting and pimping.
Pimp the SIDT.
Absolutely. SIDT swag. We've got a lot of cool.
Do we have a clothing?
Yeah, we
have.
Yeah, Nick, we got a store, brother.
Where the hell is that coming from?
Internet.
It's the power of the internet. The internet. It's all made for
the internet's
right
making it.
The internet's making it. It does a lot of things.
It's a cafe press store. They pretty much make it on demand. Somebody orders it, they make it, send it out.
And for those of you, if you don't want to go to our website because you suck, you could go to cafepress.com/SIDT, and I'm looking at the site right now. Very spiffy site.
Very spiffy.
Buy a lot of our stuff. We've got aprons for your barbecuers. We've got T-shirts. We've got running suits. We've got a little bit of
everything. We have running suits?
Yeah, we have running suits.
Damn.
Beer drinkers with running suits.
Beer drinkers with running suits.
There's a fucking oxymoron for you. we do even have a pair of boxer shorts. Because you know you want to.
Yeah, check
that.
Those out. Those are my favorite. That was my idea.
And then we can also get coffee mugs, beer steins, and very cool tile coasters. Now, if that's a little bit out of your price range, hey, you can always pick up the magnets. Very cool looking magnets.
Or the buttons.
The buttons or the bumper sticker.
I think there's some pint glasses on that motherfucker.
Don't have pint glasses yet.
Not yet, but they do have steins, which we're working on that. Ceramic beer steins.
Steins are on there. And just in case you forget what the date is next year, there are SIDT calendar.
Yeah.
$5.99 for a calendar. You can't beat that.
Father Spoon and Sick Puppy's mug on a calendar.
That's right. It's a beautiful
Put that on your fridge in the kitchen. Wake up to that every morning.
Scare all the rats away.
Scare the children.
But there are, we do have hoodies too, which seem to be pretty popular with the kids today.
Skate rats.
Actually, just take those posters and everybody plaster them in Market Square.
There you go.
Help the rat population.
Help the rat population in Market Square.
Scare away the rodents.
Oh, yeah, we have your ringer shirts. We've got just about anything. Anything that we could put our name on.
Yeah, we're pimping it.
I'm still working on a clock.
Feed the cause, man. Help us out.
Yeah, because we make, I think, 0.01%
Yeah, our profit is shit on those, but damn it, we like the swag.
But someday if I ever get a check from this, I'll be more than happy to frame it. I don't know if I'll be able to cash it.
I'll be dead by the time we get that profit checked off of that site.
Oh, yeah, check out the site, shouldidrinkthat.com. You can see either the link for the store on there or cafepress.com/SIDT. Take a look at our stuff, buy it, wear it.
Love it.
Make porn with it, whatever you want to do. We have not made the SIDT thong yet, though.
Oh, dude, I'm wanting that.
I'm coming up with a design. I'm thinking maybe we should have our faces on it.
And I think we should have a photo section. You buy our swag, send us a photo, we'll pimp it on the website.
Absolutely. You know what? We will do that. If you buy any of our merchandise, take a picture of yourself with it or just of the merchandise or whatever.
We'll make you famous.
Yeah, we'll put you on the internet. We're all about fan interaction.
And tell your friends.
Yes, all right, very cool stuff.
Enough pimping the store.
Got to go back to Gojira.
I feel like a merchandise whore. Yeah, we got to go back to the Cascazilla.
All right, let's pour these beers and see what they
look like. As I'm pouring this, I can smell the red ale. Smells like a typical red ale. Ithaca Beer Company, if this isn't super ass hoppy, I'm coming up there.
Ooh, that does smell like
typical red ale. Yeah, it does. It does smell like a typical red ale.
I like this. I like this.
Father Spoon, you like the red ales.
I do.
I'm not a favorite, again. Between the wheats, the fruity shit, and the reds, not my strong point. Hoppy?
No.
No?
You know what? Drink it. I know what to expect from reds, so.
Yeah, that's got some bite to it.
You know.
Hoppy red.
This feels a little overhyped.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I think we overhyped.
The label just
overhyped. The label's kick-ass, that's
why. Yeah, exactly. Cool label, I think I'll buy it.
Well, you know what, they should put a cool label on that, either on the apricot
or the
other shit.
Yeah, you know, I was really looking forward to this one, but it's just a hoppy red ale. I mean, they're like, monstrously hoppy. It's just hoppy.
Look! We got a Godzilla on the front. It's hoppy. It's big. It's monstrous.
It's Gojira.
Gojira.
Gojira. Oh, Gojira, run. Bad beer. Run.
I'm surprised this got an 87.
Yeah, they must be pimping the label.
Yeah, you got extra points for definitely the label.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely the label is.
Whoever did the artwork for this, kudos to you, but it's pretty cool. But I won't say this beer sucks at all.
It doesn't suck.
No. And for me to say that's pretty good because I don't like reds. I think the hoppiness saves it. But it's not, again, I hate to make the reference, but it's not Dogfish hoppy. When you say monstrously hoppy, it better be Dogfish style hoppy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's definitely not that.
Hell no. But I don't know, man.
I'm not a hoppy fan, so.
But this is one of this is a red I would drink. Not often, but I would actually buy this again if it was available. Buy the single bottle.
Well, you know what? As this was going down, I could just hear my insides going, what the hell are you doing?
It's catching up to that apricot shit. Yeah, it's not mixing well.
I mean, if I plug my ears. That's what's going on.
That's our livers.
Yeah, those are our collective livers going, stop this. Stop the insanity.
Stop the insanity. Remember that Dyke exercise bitch from the 80s?
Yeah. Have you seen her now? She's got like George Clinton P-Funkadelic hair.
I know, man. She's a punker. It's weird. And she's all like dissing the whole health, fitness, exercise community now, too.
Just you and me, punk rock girl.
Nice Dead Milkman reference there, Spoon. Awesome.
Unfortunately.
You're old school.
Oh, no, everyone knows Punk Rock Girl.
Yeah.
I got some Dead Milkman upstairs.
But the better shit was but way before that album.
See, my favorite still is not Richard, but Dick.
I like Stort. That's my favorite Dead Milkman song ever. But we won't get into that story.
All those albums were made before Nick was born.
How old are you, Nick?
I'll be 26 next Monday.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I got a decade on that boy. He's like the dead who? Dead Kennedys? You know the Dead Kennedys?
Never listened to them.
But you know of them, right?
I've heard of them.
There you go. You got the reference. That's good. Dead Milkman?
Nah.
See?
Oh, love the Dead Milkman.
Oh.
Pennsylvania product.
Yeah, Philly area.
How the hell did Philly come out with Dead Milkman and Bloodhound Gang?
Oh, Bloodhound Gang rocks.
Yes, definitely.
How the fuck
Two
did that
Two good
happen?
Products out of PA. You know,
they must be from Jersey.
I saw the Dead Milkman years ago, and they were so fucked up on stage. It's a two-hour show. They did a ton of songs, but they were so high, they never moved the entire show. They'd stop a song, end it, just go right into the next one. That was it. Never said shit. Just stared into space and played all the music. It was weird.
That's a good show, I guess.
Yeah, no bullshit in between, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, they were so fucked up, though. You could tell they were out of it. And of course, that's punk.
This beer causes great anger inside me.
Why? It, stomach a rumbling or what?
It causes...
Spoon's going to need at least a 20-minute break.
It's causing much anger.
We may have to pause while Spoon eats Tums.
Fuck this.
Stop throwing
stupid
shit.
Stupid balls.
Hey. And he's got the Kaskazilla attitude.
I don't break enough shit in this place.
All right. Yeah. Is it just me being a drunk, or do I just want to finish this and move on to the next one?
That's just you being a drunk.
I see.
Yeah, we have a whole new brewery to go to next.
Yeah, this is the last one of the Ithaca, thank God.
Yeah.
I think the pale ale was the best. I don't mind the Kaskazilla. Even for a red ale, but I think the pale ale was the best. That was kudos for the pale ale.
Definitely, I'm going to have to go with the pale ale on this one.
Do you actually have all seven of the next one?
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, we don't know what the hell we got till we pull it out of the case.
That's what it said on the... Actually, yeah, we would.
We got the variety pack.
That's what was written on the case, so yes, we should have all those. I haven't done inventory because I just opened it up and threw them in the... Sorry, I placed them gently into the cooler. Into the cooler.
I'm looking forward to the last one, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I had a nice little selection up there of big-ass bottles to pick up.
The last one...
I bought that for the cover art.
Yeah, you knew Sick Puppy would love that one, but I digress. We'll get to that one. So we're going to finish our...
five of those next ones, that's for sure. Definitely.
Yeah, Nick's looking forward to the next brewery. It better be better than the fucking Ithaca.
I don't know. Cooperstown.
I don't know.
Whatever the fuck came out of that town, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. Only baseball.
Yeah, hence their entire beer collection is themed after baseball.
Baseball.
Yeah.
It's not definitely saying very much.
Sick Puppy's not a sports fan, so I'm like, yeah, whatever. It better be good beer.
He's about violence.
Exactly.
Although we did just let the cat out of the bag of what we're trying next.
Oh, the baseball shit?
Well, we just said we're drinking Cooperstown next.
Oh, that's all right. I was talking about the one at the very end.
Oh, I don't give it. Oh, that one? Oh, dear God.
Yeah, we got a big fat bottle of something special.
Yeah.
So, because if it's overly delicious, I could place a text message and probably have a couple more bottles by Tuesday.
Dude, anything after Ithaca is fucking delicious.
Even Iron City?
Yeah.
What about Shiner?
No. I only say Iron because I've been, you know.
Can't do Iron.
Grew up on that shit. I've been drinking that shit for years.
I'd rather have it.
And kudos to, Rick, I think it was Rick from Big Filmy Head that chugged his. You remember that?
Yeah. Maybe it was one.
Yeah. Yeah, in Iron City, he chugged it. Good man.
That's because the SIDT way is catching on across America. That's right.
We're in your hearts and minds.
No, you know what would be funny, though? If while somebody's at a bar, they have a beer like, this sucks. And their buddy goes, dude, if you don't like it, you got to chug it. The SIDT way.
The SIDT way.
That should be a shirt.
Yeah, dude. There you go. Look for it on the store soon.
Maybe we should make that as a side thing. We are taking suggestions, too, for shirts, if you have an idea. So while you're drinking your beers and listening to us talk, hey, communicate with us. Go to our forums.
Keep chatting while I finish my Cascazilla.
We'll do. I'm about to pimp more of the website. Go to our forums. Talk to us.
Attaboy.
We talk back. We're on there daily. We won't yell at you completely.
Pimp that damn audio thing we got going on there.
Oh, the voicemail system.
The voicemail system. It rocks, but nobody's using it, man. It kicks ass.
I think it's because people are afraid. They're afraid to see what's going to happen.
Let the Java load.
Let the Java load.
Let the Java load. Sounds like a song.
So,
I think I'll write that.
We do have... Let me go to it quick here. We do have a voicemail system, so you guys can leave us a message if you have a microphone hooked up to your PC or Mac or Linux box, whatever the hell you have. This will work on all of them. You can go there, leave us a message, and also check out what will become very handy, the BAC calculator, blood alcohol content.
Yeah, we've actually had that up for a while, but we just finally put a link to it on the main page.
So, yes, you can find out what your blood alcohol level is by going to our site. You put in how many beers you've had, you put in the alcohol content, and I'll tell you how drunk you are. I like that.
Nick will be using that one soon.
Yeah. Check it out. All right, so it's got our pictures on it and everything.
That's
so say.
Why don't you do one right now, Stone?
All right, we'll do one right now.
Do mine.
Figure out an average of what we've had for.
Here, do mine because I've had more than
4.5%, 5%.
Here's the two beers I drank before.
Okay, we're actually going to do this. We're doing this live on the air.
We're doing this live for Nick.
All right, that's 6% because that's Dogfish Head. I know that one.
And my other one is missing.
Oh, we're going to do science.
There it is.
Yeah, what's that one?
That's right.
The Slicked. It's for the men. The
Nick started out with a Heavy Seas, Uber Pills, and a Dogfish 60.
Does he have anything else over
so
there?
So you're averaging. It's an average, right?
Well, I'm just figuring out average of alcohol because if you're drinking one specific beer, you're supposed to put in that alcohol percentage. Okay, so how many beers has he had? He's had 1, 2, 3, 4. Carry the 4, 2, 7.
About six.
Six, okay. So he's had about 6 beers. That goes in the... Oops, 6 beers. Hold on. One second.
Since I've gotten here at 9 o'clock tonight.
All right, so he's had about... Okay. And the alcohol, we figured the alcohol percentage was what?
Average of 5.
Average of 5, okay.
Kind of average if you're not drinking the same beer, but...
A rough estimate of your weight in pounds, please?
220, at least.
220, 240, whatever it takes.
And how long have you been drinking this evening, sir?
I don't know, what time is it?
You said 9:30, right?
It's 10:47.
Yeah,
currently.
9:30.
All right, so we're going to say an hour.
In the state of PA, I guarantee he's legally drunk.
Yes.
According to the official SIDT blood alcohol content calculator, your blood alcohol level is 0.10. You'd be considered...
Break out the handcuffs, brother.
...and arrested for DUI. Give up your keys, dumbass.
Unless you can pass the roadside sobriety.
Yeah, or you call a jitney driver.
Yes. Or a taxi.
Or a taxi, yes.
Until the breathalyzer comes out, then you're fucked.
So anyways, check out our calculator, too. That's pretty, you know, it's a pretty cool tool. Our voicemail system, all that shit. It's all good.
Yeah, use that fucking voicemail system. I love that thing, and nobody uses it, man.
It does a pretty good job. So, all right, so what are we up to next?
We are up to the next brewery.
Next brewery.
Cooperstown.
Cooperstown, home of baseball.
All this bullshit, and I'm still got my Cascazilla in my hand.
Both of you, fucking tip it.
You.
Tip it, drink it.
Cheers, you bastard.
Can't chug this.
You got Nick. Nick, come
Nick,
on.
Nick,
do it for SIDT.
You got to keep
SIDT.
Up.
SIDT.
It'd be the Christian thing to do.
If if you want to hang with the dogs, you got to do it.
Stay on the porch, right?
Only if it's heated right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got ordained
yesterday. That's what I hear. You know what? I will be the third ordained, because I hear someone else did, too.
Yes, I'm officially an ordained minister.
Father Spoon is actually a father now.
Like, legitimately. I was ordained.
A Christian father, not a father father.
I am now, you know, officially ordained minister for the Universal Life Church from Modesto, California.
That's awesome, man. I'm right there behind you, man. Just give me time. Can you imagine the people that realize that Sick Puppy's ordained?
Well, first we have
what a clash.
Brother Chud.
Brother Chud is ordained.
Brother Spoon was ordained yesterday, and
I will be
Brother
soon.
Sick Puppy. You could be ordained also. Seriously, if you go to this website, it's www.ulc.net. You can be ordained online, and it doesn't cost you a thing.
Doesn't cost you shit.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
For $5, they'll send you a certificate with your name on it, saying that you're ordained. There's a picture right here of the Universal Life Church.
So what's that make me legal to do, though?
Marry people.
Yeah, you can marry people. You can do all that shit. It depends on your state.
Pretend like you're a real priest?
Yeah, it all depends on, you know, local and state laws.
Pick up altar boys?
Ooh, hey, watch it.
How about girls?
There are altar girls now.
Yeah, but that's just not the Catholic way to go.
Not a big fan of little boys. I'm not a pervert. Not a pervert like that.
Me neither, but, you know, you got to go the Catholic way, right?
Yeah. Well,
I'm a heathen, dude,
you're
so.
Exactly. When you go to the website.
Can't beat them, join them, right?
You go to the section that says become ordained. And on there it says, after you fill out the following form, your request will be promptly reviewed by our pastoral staff. You'll receive notification of your ordination.
Dude, if they do a background check on me, it ain't going to happen.
So, yes, we will soon have at least three ministers through the entire Beer Safari campaign. I had to throw that in there because...
Praise the Lord!
Praise the Lord! I can forgive your sins, and you don't even need to give me gin.
Gin.
Now I just forgive sins for suds.
Sins for suds.
And the other cool thing with this website, too, is they have an online confessional. So if you want to, you know, if you don't really feel like going all the way over to church or anything like that, you can go online, fill out your sins, everything like that, just say you're sorry, and then you don't really have to worry about it too much. It's basically the internet not only will give you a bunch of information, but it will also forgive your sins for you. So yeah, that's pretty neat there that you get to be able to go online, shit like that. So check it out. It's the Universal Life Church online, ulc.net. And you can become ordained. They have a couple other packages in there too if you want to purchase stuff. If you want like a whole, like your books and publications, if you want your credentials and certificates, they've got
clergy. People are going to ask me for credentials.
Well, they've got also clergy apparel. We got all this stuff. You know, check it out. It's if you want me to marry you, I'll do it. Whatever.
Wow.
Nothing wrong with having Father Spoon coming over and saving your ass. And you know why I can do that?
Why?
Because I'm delicious.
You're metal.
What's wrong with this world?
Flavor
over here. I'm delicious.
Flavor. Did we just break a copyright law there?
Yeah, I don't think you can say that.
That's all right. He'll be cool with it. Send him a text message. Send him an email. Be all right.
Yeah, I'm just looking at a couple of things on the site now. I can get a clergy badge. Yeah, check that out. I'm going to walk around with that shit.
Dude.
That go along with my priestly outfit that I have. I'm going to be rocking. Because, come on, wouldn't you want someone like me marrying you?
No.
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dude, I don't want married in the first place, but actually.
Hey, so you want to get married?
Actually.
If it doesn't happen towards a Pens game or a Steeler game, you'll be all right.
Yeah, pretty much.
Schedule around the sports events.
Schedule around the Pens schedule will be okay. Steelers, I can get text messages on, but never during a Pens game or, you know, fuck, kill you.
Or an SIDT episode.
Yeah, that too. But give me plenty of liquor and we'll be cool.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, dude, they got decorative certificate seals, too. Check that shit out. In fact, I think one of these pictures is you. It's a bald guy with a goatee.
That's me. Well, kind of got the Fu Manchu thing going now.
Goatee's going. Actually, kind of looks like Anton LaVey on there.
If you don't get that joke, just Google it.
Right. We're going to start
figure that out later.
The Necronomicon soon.
Worship me.
Worship. Oh, dude, I can get a press pass. For $10, I get a Universal Life press pass.
Where does that get you?
I can add my fingerprint, signature, and photo and have it laminated.
This sounds like a racket to me. Maybe we should start our own ordination site.
You know, get this. The press pass will be shipped to you separately from the offices of the ULC News in Modesto. Our friends out in California, let me know what the hell's up with this thing. I'm already ordained, but some of these packages are pretty nice. I can get marriage certificates.
I just like
affirmation
the fact
of love. There we go. We have
for
some
sick puppy
that.
To be ordained, a heathen to be ordained for free is just cool.
God bless the internet.
That just shows the irony of it right there. Father, son, holy
you know,
shit.
Be great. At Thanksgiving this year, I'm going to go home and say, what are you thankful for? I'm thankful for the fact that I was ordained a minister. Parents going to look at me like, what the fuck are you talking about? Seriously, check out the credentials.
Check out the creds, baby.
Oh, dear, sweet. Can we say Jesus? I guess.
You're ordained now. You can say
that. They have a certificate of sainthood. Yeah, that's right. For $10.
Yeah, like I need that lie in print.
All records of sainthood will be held in perpetually in the official church records. Oh, my God. I am about to become a saint.
Hey, Chud, let's start the same damn website for the Church of Satan. Married. What do you think?
It doesn't matter. Saints can be married.
We'll talk.
Now, during the Catholic Church, if you want to become a saint, you have to have at least 3 miracles done in your name or some shit like that. I don't know. I didn't really pay attention that day in class.
You know, fuck Christ. I mean, Christians.
What the hell does it matter?
In religion, we got beer to drink.
What the hell does it matter? I'm buying it online for $10.
Exactly. What the fuck's the point?
And they do take PayPal.
I just should never mind. I don't want to get on a rant. That.
Oh, my God.
Drink some beer, Spoon.
I can also get the Doctor of Immortality.
Wow.
A Doctor of Motivation. Oh, this is a riot. You guys have to check out this site. This is pretty cool.
Oh, trust me. I shall be ordained on a Sunday even.
A new life.
How fucked up
is
that?
Do you want it? You could get the Bible for the 21st century written by the late Reverend Kirby J. Hensley.
Stay tuned for part 2 when Father Spoon says,
this beer tastes like celery.